still have a lot of, you still have medicine men around here.
Yeah.
You use them?
Yeah, they use them.
Have sing? Sings?
Yeah.
Sing together?
I know that, I just saw the Apache boy, no? Mm-hmm. He just his
Pinto?
Boy.
Yeah.
He tell me something. But I wish we could find that boy too. Just like Woody Pinto, no?
Yeah.
This guy's name, Billy Pinto.
Billy Pinto. Is he Apache's boy?
Yeah. You know, yeah. His father been telling all this and that.
Yeah. What are the missionaries think of the medicine men?
Oh, they don't like them.
But don't they have dances around here anymore?
Where?
Around here, on Torreon, anywhere? No more dances?
They used to have squat dance, but maybe pretty soon. Pretty soon they're going to have a Yabichit dance in Supra.
Yeah, but not around here.
No.
Why is that? Because of the missionaries?
No, they didn't stop it, but, you know.
Yeah. Just not enough people interested, huh?
No, they interest on that, you know, for this, but
not enough people, maybe, huh?
Yeah. David lives way outside. That's too far, no?
Yeah, that's pretty far.
Oh, it's too far.
Who else around here can we talk to?
Do you think we could find somebody over there?
Over in that house?
No. We.
Why don't they have more sheep around here?
You know, in Arizona, lots of people got a lot of sheep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But not here?
Not here.
Why not? Why don't they have them here?
Oh, they belong to this man, Winston.
Oh, at the trading post.
Yeah. You know, he grabbed a little bit, no?
Yeah.
Make money.
That's where all the sheep went?
Yeah. You know, Kipo was here, a good friend.
Yeah.
But somebody told me he is still living in Denver.
In Denver?
Yeah.
Kip Grand.
Guy, yeah.
Is he an old man now?
Old man, the one that Henry killed his boy, no?
Yeah.
Hooch.
Yeah.
Hooch Grand.
Yeah.
Boy, he was my buddy, Hooch. Good buddy.
Yeah.
We and him go together.
Henry killed him though, huh?
Yeah. You know, me and another guy, we was hired by Butch every time. And this guy, we worked for him, you know, we worked in the store, we had to put a lot of stuff in the counter or something, you know?
Yeah.
Then Butch come back about dinner time. Boy, Butch, I mean, he was a pretty good man. He said, oh, you can eat. His wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Let me cook there.
What were he and Henry fighting about?
Oh, not a guy involved in it. Oh, this guy, his name was John.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was fighting with that guy first, and all of a sudden they start fighting.
Yeah.
No good.
Did Hooch pull a gun or something first?
He did.
Yeah.
Pistol.
Yeah.
Revolver, what do you call it?
Revolver, yeah.
You know those German, they got a small revolver, about that size, and it's got 7 shells.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, they can put in here if they want, or any place, no, Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, you can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
They say about those California?
No.
It's a God's country.
Indians, the Navajo say that?
Yeah. One guy, you know, we was in the army, they talk about states, you know, that's what they were. You know, how about New Mexico? One guy said, oh, I told him, you know, all these guys, and they got different, they come from different states, in Texas or any place, no?
Yeah.
I told him, who's from New Mexico? I told him, I do. How you like New Mexico? I told him, oh, that's rich country, I told him. Rich state and got a lot of money there. Oh boy, fun. One guy said, it's only brush, he said.
Yeah.
That's what they talk.
Did you go to the Sherman Institute?
No, not him. I just went to Albuquerque.
People liked it though?
Sure, they liked it, yeah. I went to Indian school, Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Indian school.
Do you like that pretty well?
Yeah.
Better than the boarding school at Crown Point, huh?
No. I went to a good school. You know, a guy I went to school, some man from Shiprock, Arizona. Oh boy. Too many, no, Bob?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Padilla, who was that?
This guy fight with Woody.
Oh, Woody Pinto, yeah.
You know, he used to go hunting Don Grant's.
Mm-hmm.
He bring back the bear meat for the Indian to eat. Boy, I eat some of that. That's pretty good. Listen, you know, it tastes all right. You know, one teacher was an Indian, Hopi.
Were at the boarding school?
Yeah, Crown Point one time, and he looks like that was, I thought that was his wife, but that was not his wife. He was with him all the time, this Hopi girl. Oh, he was pretty too. This Woody, Padilla hit him and he grabbed him right away. Fight.
Well, Padilla was a teacher there.
No, he was a disciplinary.
Oh.
Was advisor, no?
Pretty mean?
What do you mean? Another guy too. I have to tell you that before, Bob. And, this guy was Spanish too. He's from Farmington, you know. That the guy ran away, he
hit him, huh?
Just like strapped by that.
With a strap?
Oh, by that long. Oh, boy. I got run away one time. They beat me there, and the boys line out just like, you know, prisoners, huh? Oh, they giving this whip and said, quit all you want this guy. Boy, me and one guy ran away, we cried, we was little kids.
Were all the Indian schools like that around there?
It was long time ago. Yeah. Nowadays they don't do that.
Yeah, but were all the schools like that then? All the boarding schools, do you suppose?
They're only Crown Point, I think.
Yeah.
Because these two gentlemen, they are not very good sport.
Yeah.
They're not white, see, they're Spanish.
Didn't like Indians, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. They make money,
really?
But,
yeah.
You know, they get paid for watching the boys and girls. Even, you know, I tell you about the doctor too, Dr. Kennaway.
Yeah.
He's no good too. He don't know what he's doing. His wife was mean. He slapped the girls. You know, if the girls are mean, you know, they come late or... Sometimes if the boys steal some things from there, you know, from cornfield or place, barn they call it, they're stealing things from there, they have to carry it all afternoon, Saturday afternoon, wear girls' dress.
Pretty bad.
The boys. And the girls wear the pants. Oh, they sure make us work.
How many times did you run away?
Oh, about two times. From Crown Point.
Yeah. How far did you get? Not very far?
Sometimes me and another guy ran away, we went right straight home.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We stay one night. Had not to go on the road, see, we go wherever we want, no? Boy, we just like we straight, you know, we don't go on the road.
What did your parents think of the school? Did they care if you ran away? Did you have your parents then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad thought, you know, police, and by that time they owned the right horse.
Yeah.
There was a Navajo too. And sometimes they got a, you know, the superintendent, he got a small car. I don't know, what kind of a model or I don't know. You know, and he come and get us.
Yeah.
Put us in. Boy, when we got to Crown Point, post ops, you know, that's where the superintendent stays. Boy, he got the big whip, how do you call it? Like
Crap.
A board. Boy, don't run away no more. I told him I'd be a good boy, I told him. That time they don't give us enough feed, too.
Really?
No, we just about halfway started.
Pretty bad, huh?
The guys run away, they had to put chains right here.
They did that to kids, put chains on them?
Yeah, I know a lot of guys. Yeah. They make us drill too, but they start do this all the time. Oh, they make us work. One time I worked for Seaman Tenor, no? Me and another guy, we scrubbed his house inside, and we scrubbed the bathroom. Outside we clean, we put the coal, everything. That time they don't use any, they use coal, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, the superintendent's wife, you know, he was a matron too.
Yeah.
For boys, you know. Oh boy, he got to quit by that long.
You
for nothing.
Yeah.
For nothing. We worked one all that day, he just only gave us 25 cents.
That's too good, huh?
Oh, terrible. A lot of guys get mad, yeah.
When they ran away from the school, did their mother and father make them go back?
Yeah.
What did the mother and father think of the school?
Oh, pretty bad, but...
Can't do anything, or...?
We don't do anything, yeah. They can't do anything. Oh, my God. Maybe they're afraid or something. That time, not good hospital, too.
Pretty bad?
Pretty bad. Doctor, only one doctor, that's all. One nurse. But they told us to work in there. We have to help, you know, take care of the dead people. Oh, geez. Sometimes, oh, we can hardly stand up. I know I work with a lot of people right there. Old hospital, now it's good hospital, no?
Yeah, I guess.
You have been there, huh?
No, I haven't, but I've heard of it. It's better than it was.
Albuquerque's the best hospital. No?
Yeah.
How about Gallup, Bob?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. They're all better, I think, now than they were.
A lot of people work.